What's going on, Oddfish Godfish? It's Ten here, back with another episode of Conversational Skills, the podcast for people by a person just trying to open and continue the dialogue we need. So today is going to be the first episode of the series I'm titling 10 versus the X's. I had to do some readjustments just because the first and the last X decided that they didn't want to do it. It's not a problem. It's all love. So today we're just looking at my second X. His name is Matt. I know him by Matt. This is a social distance episode, so I had to just, you know, record through my computer. So if the audio is a little funky, just forgive me for that. But yeah, so this is my conversation that I had with Matt. Hope you enjoy.
Hello.
What's up?
What's up?
How's it going?
Oh, it's going.
It's going? That didn't sound too confident.
I just had a day yesterday with work.
I feel it. Well, at least you're still working.
Oh, yeah. True. Got one of them air quote essential jobs.
Oh, fair enough. For the record, just go ahead and state your name if you'd like.
Matthew Ryan Goodwin. Oh, yeah, I changed my last name.
You changed your name! I was thinking about that the other night. I'm like, oh, I wonder if he changed his name. Yay!
Yeah, when we found out Chrissy was pregnant, I pulled the trigger on it because I didn't want Wyatt to be born into that shitty legacy that my dad left there.
Oh, my God. Congratulations, dude. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. I got chills. Okay, all right. Matthew Ryan Goodwin, yay! Okay, so first question: where and how did we meet?
We met at Trader Joe's. We were working. Mm-hmm. I winked at you, and you said the inevitable. You know, you're not winking at me, or I'm gonna fall in love with you. And of course, that was just encouragement at that point.
I don't remember that.
You don't really?
Look,
I'm a stickler for details. You know me.
Here, I'm a disclaim you right now. I've been very jaded for a very long time, so I've blocked a lot of stuff out. On top of that, there's been just like a lot of other stuff going on. So do not be offended if I don't remember. There's just been crap going on in my life.
Oh, okay. You're fine. It doesn't hurt my feelings at all. No, I'm kidding. At Trader Joe's, I think I was, no, you were ringing people out and I was begging for you, and then that's how everything started.
Do you remember?
And then eventually,
do you remember what year that was? It was like 2012 or something like that, right?
Fuck, yeah, I think so. You were still 20.
I was still 20.
That was
8 years ago, so yeah, 2012. And we started dating that year, correct?
Yeah, it was shortly thereafter. I was a pretty confident dude back then, so I didn't waste any time in asking you out, I feel like.
Okay.
I think it was like a week. It might have been like, I think like maybe like a week later at that point. And okay. I think I took you to, it's a hibachi restaurant out in Ellicott City.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
Was probably one of the best first dates I've ever been on, just because I feel like you're, at least at the time, you were a very uncomplicated person.
Yeah. Things were a lot simpler back then.
Right?
Lived some life since then. Okay, all right, sorry. Back on track. So we started dating 2012. How long did we date?
It was 2 years.
Okay. All right, so it was 2 years. Okay. And what was your first impression of me? What were you attracted to me at the time? Like, just in general, not necessarily, like...
Oh, man. Digging in the brain vault here. At the time, I remember my initial impression was, you know, obviously, you're really cute. You're confident. I like the bubbly, like, go-get-em attitude you seem like you have. So that was what brought me in initially. And then from there, you know, you're just really, from everything I experienced, you're a really caring person. You were always down to try things on my end. Like, you know, whether it was like, you know, watch a TV show or watch a movie. I was the boring one out of the two of us, I feel like, because you always wanted to go out and go to shows and do all that other stuff, which was never really my cup of tea, but I enjoyed doing it with you because you always made it fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just, the thing for me in relationships is I like to feel like I'm loved and I'm wanted, and you always made me feel like I was loved and wanted when we were together, which is great for me and my big ass ego, because I'm a kind of a loser that needs that kind of validation, I guess.
You'd be surprised at how many, like, I'm realizing now how much I needed how much I need validation. So I don't think you're alone in that at all.
Nice. All in all, about our relationship, honestly, it's probably, other than my current one, clearly, because I married the beautiful lady. Come on. Our relationship was probably the least toxic relationship I've been in, other than my wife.
Nice.
To be really, really honest about it. Because, like, I really feel like, you know, as much as you and I work different, we really help each other explore the different parts of each other's worlds. Yeah. And I just think in the end, like, I know I'm kind of skipping forward a little bit, but yeah. I just really feel like in the end of our relationship, it was just, you had grown apart and you have had this thing you wanted to go and do, mm-hmm. and you wanted to go and do it with yourself. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And as much as I was sad at the time, very shortly thereafter, I understood.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like one of those bad breakups where, you know, we were yelling and screaming at each other, or I cheated or you cheated or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just one of those things. Two people grew apart and one person wanted to go do something with their life and the other one had to give them the space to do that. And here we are.
Yeah. Well, we can do this out of order. So since you brought the breakup up, because I was actually going to get to that later, but you brought it up, so let's talk about it. So who broke up with who?
Initially, you broke up with me, if I remember right. Mm-hmm. I think we had just spent the night together, like we did 100 times before. And
I was pretty much halfway living with you at that point.
Yeah, it was, yeah, for sure, 100%. Because you were living with me in my dad's apartment.
Yeah, because I definitely distinctly remember being like, my mom calling me, being like, when are you coming home? I'm just like, oh, I don't know. And you did kind of already answer this, but I want to ask it again. So why did we break up?
At least from my perspective, like I said, it just seemed like you had been thinking about your life, like in your, you know, I guess in our downtime, so to speak, when we were together and when we weren't together, mm-hmm. and you decided you wanted to go to school, mm-hmm. out in, was it Chicago, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you wanted to go to school in Chicago, and I think I had offered to come with you and figure out something to do out there.
No. I asked you to go.
No?
And you didn't want to go.
Really?
Really. Because I told you, I was like, look, I'm going one way or another. I was like, I'm going with or without you. I was like, you're more than welcome to come. And you were like, I don't want to leave my, it was either your family or your friends. Like you had, because at the time you were very comfortable in Baltimore, which was fine. I had no issues with that. But I also wasn't going to stay here.
Really?
Yeah.
It's funny how our brains work, huh? Mm-hmm. Really?
I mean,
no, I'm kind of shocked because I don't know why. I guess in my head, I always felt like I would have gone, but I felt like you wanted to go by yourself, so to speak. So that's why I just kind of gave you the space.
I probably did. It was probably a little of both.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah.
No, because I definitely agree. I was super comfortable in Baltimore. You know, my mom was here, my dad was here.
Yeah.
And, you know, and for whatever reason, I'm still very attached to my dad, even though he had what he did to me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And
your nieces were really young at the time. And I think that was like a huge thing for you. You were just like, I don't want to leave the little girls, you know? But that, I mean, honestly, from your perspective, like me wanting to do it by myself definitely also makes a lot of sense. So to be quiet, so I'll say this. I remember it, me inviting you, but you remember it, you offering to come. And I do think that there is some truth to both of those things. But yeah, for whatever reason, you didn't go, and I went by myself, and it was very interesting. That's a conversation for another day. Did you want to break up at that time?
At the time, no. And at least initially, when you broke up with me very suddenly that morning,
it was really sudden.
Yeah, I had, like, other than, like, the shock of, like, being cheated on before, I had to say that was one of the most shocking moments of my life when you were just like, yeah, I think we should break up that morning. I was like, wait a fucking minute. Hold on. Let me put my freaking shirt on for a second. Wait, hold on. Let's talk. And then me being the clingy guy, I only made it a little more awkward in the coming days. Mm-hmm. Didn't help that I also fucking got in a huge fight with my dad and moved out of there. And then I remember the last couple times we got together, it really just felt like, after we had broken up, it was just like, yeah, I definitely feel like the thing to do is just be apart right now. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I don't really have anything negative to say. Like, to be completely really honest about it, again, like I stated before, yeah, our relationship was really just a good relationship for a long time.
Yeah.
And it ended just because it needed to.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. We did have, like, a lot of fun. Like, because we would go to the movies all the time. We would always go out to eat. Like, that was never... We would always go out to eat. And, like... What else? And then I just remember, like, having so much fun hanging out at GameStop with you guys. And, like, I'm not a gamer. And we made that... I made that very clear. I was not a gamer. But...
I know.
It was just fun just, like, hanging out with you guys. And you guys would just, like, nerd out about stuff. And I would just stand there and be like, interesting. But then, I don't know, it was just cool. It was it was very, like, easy. That's what I remember. That it was just, it was kind of just easy to, like, be around each other for, you know, majority of the time. We were very, like...
I can relate to that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, next question. Did you have any grudges that still bother you? And has your perspective changed at all about them?
In regards to us? No.
Well, I meant, like, in terms of the breakup, specifically the breakup.
Oh, no.
No?
Okay. Like I said, I'm good. Like, it's... Like if you would ask me this, like, you know, a week after we broke up, I might have had a different answer for you just because I was emotional about it. Yeah. But, you know, like, looking back at it and realizing it was just what needed to be done. Yeah. At least... I can't speak for you because I don't know your whole story. Mm-hmm. But at least on my end... That pushed me into the direction that led me to where I am now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? As much as I would have been mad in the moment, as weird as it's going to sound, and I don't know if it's not condescending, thank you, I guess.
No, not condescending at all. Let's talk about our relationship. Like, I guess more in depth, I guess. What kind of person was I at the beginning of our relationship, and then what kind of person was I towards the end?
To be honest, you were the same through and through. There's nothing wrong with that. But in the end, you had that goal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it felt like you were more driven towards the end. But if I had to describe you, at least from memory, like I said, super bubbly, super cute. You knew what you liked and what you didn't, which is always attractive. Very strong in your faith. Mm-hmm. Which I'm not sure if that's continued now. Mm-hmm. Judging by you, I'm sure it is. At least, that laugh was very.
Oh no, I'm very, different. I'm very, very much. It's almost like stronger now than it was back then. So, oh yeah, very, very much.
Well, good. Yeah, well, I think that was one of our only points of disconnect was the religion thing. Mm-hmm. But I always just tried to give you the respect that I knew you would want with that, so I didn't want to, like, try and be a dick about it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
You came to church with me a couple times, didn't you?
Yeah. I think I even did an overnight thing with you at the time. It was super fun hanging out with everybody.
Yeah, with the youth group. I remember that. We had a lock-in. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Whoa.
But no, I think if anything, it felt like, you know, just as you do with age, it felt like towards the end of our, like, overall relationship, you matured a bit.
Yeah.
I guess. If I had to pick, like, a big change, I definitely think that you matured a bit over the duration of our relationship.
Yeah. I would agree with you. I feel like you were probably, like, my turning point in terms of, like, me being an adult, if that makes sense, because
I got you.
I know, like, the big thing for you, you were just like, I want to be in an adult relationship, and I was like, okay, I feel that. But, like, I remember turning 21 at your house. But, yeah, like, I definitely feel like you pushed me towards being an adult, for sure. Which I wasn't necessarily, like, trying to do. Because what you call bubbly, I call immature.
Fair enough.
I don't know. Like, I still think that's what she said. Jokes are funny. Like, I don't think I'm ever going to say. They are, though. See? That's what I'm saying. So, it's like. All right, we don't have to talk about this if you don't want to. But what was intimacy like between us?
At first, very slow mm-hmm. and cautious because I didn't want to push you to anything you didn't want to do. Mm-hmm. And then things picked up. Mm-hmm. And from what I can remember, it was always fun. Never weird. Mm-hmm. I think we both gave. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember Christmas. It was the first time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it all just kind of exploded from there.
Yeah.
We didn't really hit the slow down button at any point either. It went from that to regular. It was like every day for mm-hmm. a long time. And then there was the whole crystal situation.
Yes, there was the crystal situation.
Oh, man. Which came up very randomly, bro, but it was 100% okay.
I was such a different person back then. So pretty much I lost my virginity to Matt. And
yes.
I don't know if you remember this, but I pretty much cried that entire night.
I do. I remember trying to do whatever I could to console you, and I felt like I was failing miserably, by the way.
It wasn't that you were failing, it was just there was nothing that you could have done. Like, there was absolutely nothing. Because I know, like, we've talked about this, but, like, you know for me, like, sex was a huge deal. It was a huge, huge deal. And, mostly stemming from my faith of, like, the fact that, you know, you're supposed to wait until marriage and all these things, and I want to go on record and say you never, ever pushed me to do anything that I didn't want to do. So it's not that I didn't want to have sex, but it was like, I knew, like, at the moment that we did, it's like I knew the can of worms that I had opened. And it was just kind of like, all right, well, it's done now, whatever, so I might as well just roll with it. And so, yeah, so we pretty much had a consistent sex life for pretty much the remainder of our relationship, you know, and the crystal situation happened. I don't think intimacy was ever a problem with us. Even, like, I would even go as far, not even necessarily, like, specifically talking about sex, but, like, I remember being able to, like, we were able to kind of, like, exist in our individuality. I can't say that word right now. But also, like, be in a relationship. Because I remember there being, like, plenty of times of, like, you being, like, all right, I'm going to go play my game. Like, are you good? And I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to sit here and either do my homework or watch whatever it was that I was watching. And, like, we would be able to, like, be in the same room and, like, not have to really, like, talk to each other for, like, hours, you know, which usually would result in me falling asleep. And then us just being able to just, like, chill and, like, because I even remember us just, like, you know, like, laying in bed and just, like, talking or, like, sitting outside and just, like, talk. You know what I mean? Like, we were able to just kind of, like, be individuals but, like, exist in a relationship. And I felt like that was something that I really, like, prided about us because I don't ever think, even when we brought other people around, that they felt uncomfortable being around us. And that was something that was, like, really important to me. And it's something that we never actually really, like, talked about, but it was something that was really important to me that you kind of, I think we were in, like, one accord on that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I always felt like whenever we went out, like, to shows or, like, hung out with, like, a lot of your friends or, like, when we were with Vinnie Vegas or, Bree and, those guys. I was like, you know, this is her friend group. I'm just gonna be a friend and just be around, you know, like, and just be there. And then I'll do boyfriend stuff when I need to do boyfriend stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want, it's like, cause I don't know, with me, whenever I finally get comfortable in a relationship, you know, it's, I know she's mine. She knows I'm hers and then we're good. Like, I'm confident. Mm-hmm. Like, we have our moments together. When we have our moments together, But other than that, it is what it is.
Yeah. You are definitely, I was very impressed because I think you're the only person I've ever, like, dated or was, like, in a relationship with that, like, I didn't previously know in some capacity. I make it very clear that it's like, look, I got a lot of male friends, like, a lot. And, like, you were just like, all right, cool. Like, you didn't really care. You were just like, all right, like, I'll be here when, yeah. You know, like, whatever. And so it's like, because, I mean, obviously, like, when I was doing the band, you know, all my friends were coming out and it's, you know, mostly dudes and, like, a few girls here and there or, like, their boyfriends or, like, whatever. But you were always very, like, hey, I'm Matt. I'm just here. I'm here to support. I'm here for Chris or whatever. And I always appreciated that because it's like I've definitely seen jealous people and it's not cool. And honestly, like if you were, that definitely probably would have been the reason we broke up because I can't deal with the jealousy. I'm not because especially because like I'm not a jealous person and it's like I'm not going to give you any reason to be jealous, you know?
I'm not gonna sit here in front. It's like the whole jealousy and clingy thing is actually a huge thing for me because of having been so fucked over in the past. Mm-hmm. At least that definitely before you and I.
Yeah.
There were definitely times when like you were with the guys in the band or you were hanging out with like bringing those guys when I wasn't around here or there.
Yeah.
That I would get a little worried, but then I would just be like, no, stop being a dickhead. Fucking relax. At that time, back then, my mental state had a lot to do with my dad.
Yeah.
And I think him and I were, like, you not being around made him more comfortable in doing one of his normal things he does, like his spells, where he didn't hide in his room all the time.
Yeah.
It all piled up. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, I let that part of me slip, which I normally can keep a handle on.
Yeah. Because I feel like if and obviously, you know, I'm hoping this is a growth thing for you as well, that it's like, I feel like if you had just said, like, hey, I'm stressed out because my dad is being my dad right now and being a psycho, I probably would have been like, cool, what do you need? I was like, I probably would have said, I'm not physically there, but what can I do to support you while I'm away? You know what I mean?
Right.
Because you know me, like, yeah. I'm super understanding. I was very empathetic when it came to your dad. I saw enough and I heard enough that it was just like, okay. Like, I was that, you know, I was definitely concerned. I was concerned for your, you know, your safety. I was concerned for your health and things like that. And so, yeah, but you know me, like, I'm not a mind reader. So it's like, if you don't tell me what's going 100%. On, I can't that help was, you.
That was not one of my finer moments as an individual, like, for sure. And it's gotten easier to notice and bring up and ask for help when I need help now.
Yeah.
Just over time, especially now having been so distant from him for so long.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was one of my huge weaknesses back then was him.
I don't really think this question applies, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What did we argue about the most?
Random shit.
Yeah. That's
anytime we ever argued, it was fucking random. About the dumbest little, because I feel like we didn't really have anything to argue about.
Right.
So when either of us was having a bad day, like emotionally or for whatever reason, and we would lash out at one another, mm-hmm. it was about the most random shit. I can't even peg anything, to be completely fucking real with you.
Yeah, I don't. That's the thing. It's like I don't really remember us like arguing. Like I know we did, but it's like I feel like it was all like petty stuff. That, like, didn't matter.
Oh, I remember one time I got really pissed off at you that one night. I was following you back to my apartment from your mom's house, and it was a fucking downpouring-ass rain. And I was driving like an old motherfucker, and I was being real slow. And you passed me, and you were just, like, went. And kind of, like, in my head, you left me there, you know what I'm saying? To, like, die in the rainstorm on the highway. And it really pissed me off. When we both got back to the apartment, I remember we argued about that because I was being a real dick about it.
You want to know? There's a reason why I'm laughing. Because I literally was just talking about this to someone the other day. Because I pretty much told them, I'm like, look, if you're following me, I'm going to leave you. Like, you get literally, like, one good chance to, like, fall behind and I'll, like, try to find you. But after that, I'm not doing it. Like, yeah. I'm not good. I'm not a good, like, if you don't drive, like, for real, I'm not a good person to follow. But now.
Yeah, I just remember.
Oh, I was just gonna say, like, from not driving in Chicago, and then there's, like, a rain season in LA, but it doesn't rain the way it, like, rains out here.
Right.
I honestly don't drive the way I used to drive in the rain. Like, I drive the speed limit, and I'm very cautious, and, yeah, like, I don't want to say I'm, like, terrified on the road now, but it's, like, it's definitely, like, different, because I've seen some stuff. Man, LA is the worst. Anywho. But, yeah. I don't remember that, to be honest. But it sounds like something that I would do.
I just thinking about it, came back to me.
What were your expectations of our relationship?
Initially, before I got to know you a bit, I'm not gonna lie, I was a real different dude back before you and I got real serious. Mm-hmm. Like, I was a really different dude. I was just looking for, like, you know, fun. Mm-hmm. And a hookup. Mm-hmm. And then it turned into a whole thing. Mm-hmm. With you. And that's, I think, and like you said, I was a turning point for you, and, like, you were maturing, and, like, you were kind of that for me too when it came to relationships. Mm-hmm. You were that first one post me being a kind of a fucking asshole with a lot of other women. Mm-hmm. So initially it was just for fun, and then it turned into a whole thing that I didn't expect it to. Yeah. And then towards the end, not that I was old, but me realizing my air quote age, mm-hmm. made me realize that that was when I kind of wanted to start a family.
Yeah.
Like, really start a family. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about it a lot towards the end. Okay, so this, like, last section is really, I don't really know. I guess it's more, like, growth questions for, like, both of us, but whatever. Okay. Was there anything I could have done differently in our relationship? And if so, what would it have been?
I hate to be this guy again, but no. I think our relationship went exactly how it was supposed to.
Yeah.
It accomplished what it needed to for us, at least together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, the only thing that I would say, and again, this is just on a personal preference end, would have been, like, you know, the religious thing. But that was just because, like, that was 100% not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
Whatsoever. But I, again, wasn't going to be that guy to be like, you should just not go to church and then be a dick about it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, you know, as much as you weren't a video game person, you never said, hey, you should play video games.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, not that it's anywhere on one, like, an even keel. Because it's not, but it's... I'm just trying to find something to relate it to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I was going to say, that actually does kind of lead into my next question. Like, if there was one thing you could have changed about me, what would it have been?
Yeah, I guess, like, if I really had to pick something, because, I don't know, I'm one of those sappy assholes who are like, you should try and change the person you're with.
Yeah.
Because the whole point of being with a person is to be with that person as they are, not as you want them to be. Because if you change them to what you want them to be, then they're not themselves anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But I, like, if, like, if, you know, you're like, I had to pick a life or death situation, it would have been the religion thing. But that, again, okay. Personal preference kind of stuff.
Yeah. I'm surprised that that's actually your answer. I'm actually, okay, really? Let me rephrase. I'm not surprised that that's your answer, but I'm surprised you also didn't mention something else.
What else would I have mentioned? I'm curious.
The depression. Because I feel like, now, like, remembering, I feel like that was actually something that we did actually argue about a lot, was me being depressed.
So, as another person that's battled, like, real hardcore depression, it's not a, you know, air quote, attractive thing, or it's something that's hard to deal with. Mm-hmm. It's not something I would change in a person.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times that depression and that trauma and the battle with it leads you to be a better person.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like for your depression and the stuff that you were going through at the time, it wasn't my place to, you know, just tell you to just not be depressed. It was my place to just try and help you through it however I could.
Yeah.
And, you know, me is, you know, the way I won against my bad, I just choose to be happy.
Yeah.
No matter how fucked up my day was or how shitty something was that happened or something that I saw or now things that I have to hear with the job that I do. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things you can't let that shit grab a hold of you and pull you down. You just gotta fucking smile at it and kick it off and move on.
Absolutely.
But that's my way of dealing with it.
Yeah.
And just because that works for me doesn't mean that's gonna work for you. Yeah. And I think that's why we argued about it at the time, because I wasn't mature enough to know that everybody battles it in their own way. Just because that works for me doesn't mean that's gonna work for you.
Right. Yep. And I feel like I was fighting really hard for you to realize that, and you just didn't. At the time, you didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Like I said, I'm a very different person now.
See,
I feel like.
Growth. See, we're all different people. We're all better now, I feel like.
It's a funny thing what time can do to you.
Bro.
And then things you experience.
For real though. Come on. See, time's not all bad.
I mean, no,
it's not
just
great,
makes your body
but
hurt.
It's not all bad. Yeah, I was gonna say, like, there's pluses and minuses, pros and cons, you know? All right, what do you hope that I got from our time together?
Growth and some good memories, honestly.
Yeah.
I hope that whenever you decide to unlock that brain and whatever, for whatever reason you shut all that old stuff out, whenever you decide to actually, like, really think and revisit that shit, I hope that you're left with good memories of our time together.
Yeah.
To be real.
Yeah.
I always want to be, I never want to be a point of contention in someone's life. Mm. I want to be the good memories people experience.
Absolutely. To give you some confirmation, obviously, because we've been talking for the past week, but I do have mostly good memories of our time together. Sorry, my youth pastor just texted me. Do you remember Hank?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, he's still my dad. I love him.
He's always a good dude.
I'm mostly, like, I remember us just, like, we just ate a lot. And I feel like that is, like, the one, like, if we can just eat together all the time, like, I'm happy. Like, and we ate some, like, amazing food. Like, I remember
really
going
did.
On the boat that one day. But yeah, no, I do mostly have good memories.
Okay.
I just remember there were definitely, like, some rifts, like there are in, like, every kind of relationship, even, you know,
mm-hmm.
That we didn't see eye to eye on. But yeah, I think for the most part, like, it was a very chill relationship, like, thinking back on it now. Like, it wasn't, like, as you
Agreed.
Said, it wasn't toxic or anything like that. We just, you know, we're just different people, you know? Did I teach you anything that you still use today?
Off the top of my head, I'm not to be a dick, but no, I can't really think of, other than, like general, like, life stuff,
mm-hmm.
reaffirmed my belief, you know, not trying to change people in a relationship, just letting everybody be themselves.
Yeah.
Just a lot of the stuff we already talked about.
Yeah, we did. We covered a lot of this stuff already, but I'm just asking again see if there's anything else to add.
Yeah, you know, just not to try and change people, no matter how much you may disagree or dislike something. If it's something that you feel that strongly about, then clearly you're not meant to be together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Other than that, nothing really jumps to mind. Again, zero, like, full-on negative memories about our time together.
Yeah.
Or at least on my end.
Yeah. Yeah, we were friends. Like, we were, like, actual friends. Which I
True.
Think is, like, very important. Which is, like, a
positive. Very, very true.
Okay, I think that's pretty much it. Do you have any... Oh, I lied. One more question. What is something you never understood about me? Either something I said or something I did?
Trying to dig here.
If you don't have an answer, that's also okay.
Yeah, I don't really think I do. Yeah. Honestly.
Okay. That's good. That means I was easy to understand. I was very vocal about stuff.
Yeah, I would say that was the other thing. Like with us, if there was a problem, we fucking talked about it. Yeah. Or like if one of us felt something, we talked about it.
And it's like, and if I didn't want to talk, which was often, it was like, all right, well, I don't want to talk about this last, like right now. So like, and then we would just talk about it later.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
It's the best thing to do.
Because I will say the one like major difference that I do remember is that the way we deal with arguments is very different. Like you were much more vocally explosive than I was, and when you got that way, I shut down, and then you would get upset about the fact that I was shut down.
Yeah,
and I'd be like, "Look, well, I can't talk to you when you're yelling at me. That's not how this works."
I'm sorry. I've had to contend with yellers my whole life.
And that was going to be my next statement, was that, like, I don't hold it against you at all, because I very much understand that that's how you were raised. You know what I mean? Like, that's the environment that you were in. But that wasn't the environment that I was in, and I wasn't about to deal with it. So, but that was it. Yeah. But yeah, we always handled our issues, always.
I'm still kind of like that today. Like, I'm really upfront, and I really just want to attack the problem, whatever the problem is, like, head the fuck on, fix it, and then relax afterwards.
Absolutely.
Not relaxing in between.
Yeah, yeah. And me, where I'm just like, look, like, we can disagree and we can argue about this, but we are going to talk like human beings. You are not going to yell at me like I'm a child.
No,
you're good. Don't apologize. It's just, it was just something that, like, I learned about myself. You know what I mean? I think you were like the first person that I dated that I had ever had that kind of like encounter with, you know, that I was in a relationship with, not necessarily other people. But that was something that I very quickly realized, like, I'm not dealing with that. I understand that we deal with arguments differently, but we are going to talk. We're not going to sit here. I'm not going to sit here and be yelled at. You're not going to sit here and yell at me. We're not doing that, you know? And so I know, like, my relationships afterwards, they were very much not that. Like, we never, like, I definitely remember, like, the, yeah, I don't do well being yelled at. Well, is there anything you want to ask me?
Yeah. In general, are you okay?
That is such a loaded question. I really hate that question a lot.
I know.
Overall, yes.
There's a reason, though.
Yeah. Okay. Overall, yes. I'm actually very, very well. I'm in a place right now where I know I need to be putting myself out there, and this is just a part of that, of just really laying it out on the line and showing people who I am and being true to that, being true to who I am. And that has pushed me in a really good direction. You know, I'm one of the old heads on TikTok. So I've been like, making TikToks and like doing, you know, I'm doing my podcast again. I'm like making YouTube videos and like really trying to take like creative content, like seriously, like creating creative content seriously. So yeah. And that is proven for me to be like I've had to really like find confidence. So it was actually kind of funny that you had mentioned when you had first met me that I was confident, because I remember that. Like, I remember being very confident, and I'm not as much now. Like, these past 8 years have been a doozy on me. On a smaller scale, probably not. No, I'm very lost right now. And that is a very uncomfortable feeling for me. Like, I'm sure everyone feels that way. But it's like, I really don't know what I'm doing. Like, I don't know what direction God is taking me. Cause, you know, I've been doing photography for the past like 13 years, but I kind of had a moment this year where I'm like, okay, like, am I not supposed to be doing photography? Like, am I supposed to be doing something else? Like, Am I supposed to be whatever, like doing videos or doing, you know, should I just be working for someone else the rest of my life? Like what, like, I don't know what the trajectory of my life looks like. And that is incredibly frustrating. Huh?
Do you still sing?
To myself in the shower, yeah. I was singing when I was in LA, I was singing at the church that I was a part of, for like whatever, like 6 months I was singing there. But yeah, like I don't really sing as much anymore. But that is something that I really want to do. I really want to either
something
like
you should do.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Like people keep telling me like you should sing and I'm like, you're right,
Let me put it to you this way. From my memory, you were always the most confident and the most beautiful when you were on the stage commanding it as a lead singer.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I don't. Because I remember that being like some of the most fun I've ever had in my entire life was being on stage and singing and like, yeah. But yeah, so it's like, yeah, overall, yes, I'm okay. On a smaller, like, me level, no, I'm not really okay. But I don't know, man. I feel like I'm NAA. Like, I feel like I have to, you know, be like, you know, one day at a time, you know? But that really, it really is that for me, you know? Like, give me the wisdom to know the things that I can't control and the things that I can't, you know? It's so weird how much like the AA steps apply to me, but cause I'm not an alcoholic at all. Like I don't even drink. So, not anymore. I don't drink anymore. but it's like, it very much like applies to me in terms of my depression. Like I feel like almost in a way, like my depression is an addiction almost. Because it's like, I don't really know, like, I know how to like fight it. And I'm trying to be better about actively taking steps to not be depressed and to, you know, constantly be working on that. At the same time, there are times that I'm like, man, I really enjoy this darkness, in like an unhealthy way, like not in a like, ooh, artistic kind of way. It's like, no, like this is unhealthy at how comfortable I am being this sad and being this dark. So yeah, so that is the dichotomy of my life right now. But yeah, like I'm really good. I'm chilling.
Have you thought about getting any sort of professional help in regards to this depression? Oh, of course.
You know I love therapy, right? Like you know what? This is also like the fourth time that I've said that I need to reach out to my therapist because I have a therapist. I just need to actually reach out to her. It's just I can't Are you sure? look. You know me. I am not a person to do stuff online. Like I am an in-person kind of person, and so trying to like talk to my therapist over the phone. I don't know, but I will call her. I will call her.
Good.
I need to call her. But thank you so much for doing this. I appreciate
you no problem.
Taking time out of your day to do this.
Nice.
And being
alone. Why'd I say that? It's fucking weird. Anyways, honestly, anytime, if you ever just need to like message somebody and unload a bunch of shit and then get a different perspective, send it my way. I don't mind listening. Just know that whenever you do message me, I'll probably end up sharing it with the wife just out of disclosure bits.
To be quite honest, that's generally why I don't reach out to you because I'm like, you have a wife. So it's like, I'm not, you know me.
That's fair though. I'm very, very respectful. Sure she appreciates.
Yeah. You know me. I'm very, very respectful of people's relationships. I am not a homewrecker in any way, shape or form. So I'm not about to step over any boundaries. So, but that like, honestly, cause I know you, I mean, you say it to me all the time and I'd never reach out, but that's literally the reason why is cause like, I don't want them problems. And I know Chrissy can fight, so she ain't coming after me. I'm not
the
one.
She literally grew up in Baltimore.
Exactly. So I don't want those problems. So, but yeah, I absolutely appreciate it. You know, I still very much have love for you, Matt. Like, You were still the homie. I absolutely have no beef at all. I still care about you and your well being.
I hope that this, journey for you gets the results you wanted to, that you needed to.
Yeah. It's honestly, I'm not gonna lie, this went a lot better than I had expected, so I'm very glad about that.
Well, good. How do you think it was gonna go? I'm curious.
I was just riddled with fear. Cause honestly, there was one guy before you who I asked to do this, and he said that he'd be down to like email answer, but he didn't want to do the podcast. I was like, that's fine. I get it. No, not a problem. But it's like my relationship with him like ended very, very poorly. And so it just, I think like just that just kind of put like a bad taste in my mouth, and then just like us and like, I don't know, like I don't know why I was like riddled with like bad memories, but it really wasn't that bad. Like sitting here talking to you now, I'm like, actually our relationship was actually very good. Like it wasn't as bad as I really thought it was in my mind. So I don't know. I just thought you were going to have all these, like, not bad things to say about me, but just, like,
critical.
Yeah, just, like, yeah, like, you could have done this better and this better and this better, which, I mean, obviously I'm open to that criticism. That's the whole reason why I'm doing this, but, yeah. And it's like, because you know, I dated Squid, so I already talked to Squid, but Squid and I, like, we talk about our relationship all the time.
Right.
So I knew like that was like easy. And then there's one more guy. We technically didn't date, but I think in terms of like how you know someone in a relationship, I think he is just someone really good to talk to about this kind of stuff.
Okay.
And so he's the last one. So four of you all in all, and you and the first one were the only ones I was concerned about. But, like I said, this went a lot better than what I thought it was going to. But I learned a lot, regardless. I still learned a lot because, you know me, I'm very hard on myself, and I don't always think the best of myself. So, like, knowing that I wasn't as horrible as I had made myself out to be in my mind definitely makes me feel a lot better. And it definitely is continuing to prove that, like, I'm not a terrible person. Like, just not a horrible person.
You're really not.
Yeah. I'm learning. I'm trying. That's like one of the things I'm trying to work on. It's like being kind to myself and having some grace for myself. And, you know, for me, that's not particularly easy, but we're working on it. Work in progress, as always. So. Yeah. Thank you again for doing this. I really do appreciate it. And thank Chrissy for me, because I don't know how she feels about me, and I don't know how easy or hard this was for her to let you do this. So.
She doesn't share, is what she always says. So she gets really skeptical because she just really doesn't trust women because of the way shit went with Deli, her ex.
Okay, that's fair.
And, so, it's not that she didn't trust me. Like, I talked to her about it, and I explained why. I told her, I was like, at the end of the day, if you really don't want me to do it, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Period. And she was just like, no, it sounds like she needs it. And she was like, she can kind of understand. So,
yeah.
She was like, it's fine. She was like, just, you know, if anything gets weird, promise you all, you know, stop the call. And I was like, gotcha. And, you know,
of course.
She trusts me enough.
Yeah. But she should, like, I mean, and obviously, no, I'm not saying that she shouldn't feel how she feels, but it's like, she also does know me. It's not like I'm like a stranger from your past that is like drudging up stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it's like,
yeah,
I'm very, you know me.
I think the big thing for
her, respectful of people's relationships. So.
Yeah. I think the big thing for her is that it, honestly, if anything, that might've intimidated her a little more.
Oh, fair
because enough. Because she knows that you and I didn't have a toxic relationship, so right. she she explained that she was afraid that it might dredge up old feelings. And I was just like, did I marry you? Did I tattoo our wedding ring on my hand? Like, chill. Like, we're fine.
Chrissy, but if you ever listen to this, I don't want Matt. You're good. You can have him. You're good. we're good on that. I don't want that.
I know.
You married a good man, Chrissy, I promise. All right, my dear. Have a very blessed day, and I will talk to you soon.
All righty.
All right, bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in this week. I really hope that there were some takeaways from this conversation. For me, this is just a reminder that we are all humans, and most of the time, things aren't how we perceive them to be. Tune in next week for the second part of 10 versus the X's. I love you, Adfish. This is 10 with conversational skills. Have a blessed day.